And I said I will give you a simple statement, but it's profound, profound if you learn this. You get these things by meditating on them and putting them into practice. What is faith? Faith is corresponding action to what God has said. If God said you're healed, you correspond to that. You act like that. You act on that. When something shows up, you stand here. Say, I'm not telling you not real, but this is true here. This, if anything going to change in my life, that's going to change, because that's what the devil's trying to do, and I've been set free. Because Jesus said, by his stripes, you were healed. Right? Jesus said, by his stripes, you were healed. And this, he didn't say you're going to be, you were. So I take my stand, decisive what? How did he say that? Take a decisive stand against him. Against this pain, against this attack. You take a decisive stand. Don't be wishy-washy. Oh, it's so bad. That's why I get so bad, because you're focusing on it. If you need to take a pill for it to help you, take your pill. But keep growing in this. Yeah. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
All God is concerned, what God is concerned, I guess that's the right word to you, about is you getting there where you can stand on the word. You don't need nothing else.
Amen.
But we all not, most of us not there. So we take some things and do some things to help us, that can help us to stand. But at the same time, we keep working our faith. We keep building our faith. We keep building our faith muscles. Do you understand me? Because he goes about looking for those emaciated spirits that have no word, a little word, just enough to say Jesus until the trouble shows up. We're gone. Well, he's running. They told this story on about Norb Hay. Some of you probably heard of him or remember him. He had a church in Tennessee. I forgot. Jeffrey was there. Was back. Anyway, said the demon was out going through the neighborhood, attacking houses, which house they're going to go in, mess with folks. And this, he had a new demon with him that night. He got to Narva Hayes Street, and that new demon turned down and said, no, you will come back. You don't want to go down there. You don't want to go down there. You better come back and go with what we're going over here. That's what he out seeking. Seeking somebody that don't know who they are, what they have. And he can attack. And then we need to know how to take our stand. We need to make a decisive stand against him and resist him and resist him. Resist his every attack with strong, vigorous faith. No. Not just your voice being firm, but your spirit backing up what's coming out of you, the sound of your voice. No, you don't do that. Now you get yourself out of here. You take your hands off of this. I am what the word says I am. Amen. And you know it, and I know it. Now you get in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But if you are undecided, indecisive, he'll keep messing with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. I'm trying to get there. So can I finish this verse? For you know that your believing brothers and sisters around the world are what? Keep going. Are experiencing the same kind of trouble you endure. See, he's doing that to all of them. Everywhere he can find a door open. But you grow your spirit up. Let your spirit man become physically, spiritually fit, where you don't fear anything, anybody, any time, anywhere. How do you get there? Keep feeding on this word. So let me make this statement. Faith is an act. Become God inside minded. God didn't say, let me see, can I make a world? No, God said, light be. And when he got to the rest of the thing, he said what he wanted, and they showed up. Through faith, Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. God used his faith and framed this world and all that's in it. And then when he got to man, he said, let us make man. Notice what he said. Let us make man in our image and after our what? Likeness. And let them act on this earth like I act. Let them do what I did, because I made them like me. And the Bible said we've been raised up by God through the second Adam. And the second man, Adam, is seated at the right hand of God, and we are his body, who have been given authority over everything on this earth. And he wants us to grow up and become God inside minded.